Recently, I've been getting a lot of questions from my 5-year-old son about the Tooth Fairy. Whereas Santa Claus has an extremely rich and detailed backstory, the Tooth Fairy is a much more enigmatic magical creature. This has led to an extensive round of questioning from my son, to which I've tried to respond as best I can. I hope these answers I came up with help you explain the Tooth Fairy to your own children.
Who's the Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy is a fairy who comes to your house after you lose a tooth. She takes the tooth from under your pillow and replaces it with a small payment of some kind.
How does the Tooth Fairy get into your house?
Fairies are small enough to fit through the various cracks and crevices in your walls and beneath windows.
She can fly through walls?
No, various crevices.
Like a mouse?
Sure.
What's the Tooth Fairy doing with all the teeth?
The Tooth Fairy stores the teeth in a warehouse.
Is the Tooth Fairy married?
She was married, once, to an orthodontist, but they're separated now.
What's the Tooth Fairy's real name?
Lindsay.
What's her last name?
Adams.
How is the Tooth Fairy rich enough to give everyone money?
She has a lot of inherited wealth.
What's inherited wealth?
Basically, the Tooth Fairy's family is super rich, so she hasn't had to think about money as much as other people.
Why is her family rich?
They worked for Goldman Sachs for many years.
Can we please go to the tooth warehouse?
Not today.
When can we go?
Maybe tomorrow.